Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
Yo, welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, Biblical and Reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And like I do every week, I love to start the show off by thanking the listeners. You guys are awesome. You guys are wonderful. Thank you guys for tuning in to The Bar, making this your favorite podcast, sharing this, telling people about it. We are definitely grateful for all of that. And like I do every week, I bring in awesome guests. This awesome guest is actually part of the elite club of repeat offenders, and technically three times, because he just reminded me we had a recording slip up, and we were able to re-record, which like we both agreed that the second one came out better. But I have on none other than my brother, Nate Pickowitz. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Bro, I am doing really good. It's Friday. It's December. This episode probably won't be out till 2021, but it is December right now, and just excited, man. Glad to have you on the show. Appreciate you coming on again and talking to my folks, man. So those that might not have caught the first show, go ahead and introduce yourself to those that might not know you.
Sure. I'm a pastor in New Hampshire. I pastor Harvest Bible Church in, here's the town, Gilmanton Iron Works, New Hampshire. Mm. Pretty intense. But now we've been here. We planted this church about 8 years ago. And so I've had the blessing of being here and ministering the last 8 years. And in addition to that, I do some writing. I've written a couple of books and just try to get as much content out as possible, things that are helpful for people. Married to my wife, Jessica, and then we have three little kids. And so we're doing well. And so it's amazing when you go to give like a little one line commercial of who you are and you fit it all in one sentence. It's kind of funny to see what your life stacks up to be, you know?
Yeah. No, I get that, man. Cause I do it so often. I know exactly what you mean. You know, I always tell people I got the short version and then I got the long version, you know, the Seymour version.
Right. That's right.
Yes, sir. Well, Nate, man, we're bringing you back. As you mentioned, you've authored a few books. I wanted to bring you back for, I think, the one you did with Dustin. But then when I saw this one coming, I was like, oh, I got to bring you back for this one. So for those that don't know, man, and we missed the one with you and Dustin, I actually was thinking of like having both of y'all on, but, you know, schedules didn't permit. Tell people about that book, and then we'll talk about the recent one that's coming out. And actually, I saw on Amazon it's going to be out on my birthday, which is really dope.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. So back in May, Dustin, Benj, and I put out a book called The American Puritans. Mm-hmm. And what that essentially is just nine biographical chapters of different sort of key New England Puritan leaders. Really, we try to tell the history of early New England Christianity in the lives of those nine people. So those are, you know, people that we don't really know much about. Mm-hmm. People like John Cotton, Thomas Hooker, Thomas Shepard, Cotton Mather, Ann Bradstreet has a chapter. So just trying to tell some history that most folks don't know. And we did kind of a high level approach to it. And it's been good. I mean, it's got some traction. People are reading it and it's been great to talk about it. And I just really enjoy that period of time, and I enjoy the Puritans and their writing. And so it was just a real joy to be able to do that project.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Yeah, I remember when I saw it coming. So I definitely glad you was able to give my folks a little rundown of that. And we're going to put that in the show notes as well. So make sure you go and check that out. But what we really brought you here for is the latest book that I'm super excited about, because it's rare. Usually when I interview people, you know, they'll send a book after we talk. And so I kind of go in there a little blindly, which I don't mind. I'm pretty good at that. But this one, the book actually came the day before we talked. So I actually got a chance to kind of look around a little bit, man. And let's talk about this book that's coming out January the 5th on Amazon, My Birthday. What's the name of it? And let's get into what's it about.
Sure. The book is called How to Eat Your Bible, How to Eat Your Bible. So it's essentially it's a book on Bible study, but it's a little bit more than that. I wrote this book essentially to myself. There was a time in my life as a young Christian that I was going to church and, you know, doing all the things that Christians do, but really struggled to read the Word of God. And at the time at the church I was at, they just really weren't keen on Bible study and teaching you how to read. I mean, there was kind of the expectation that you were just going to feed yourself. But I didn't have anybody come alongside and show me what to look for and how to read and how to sit down and all the things that were important. And I was just kind of scared off by the whole thing. And, you know, I think compiled with that, you just kind of have your own personal laziness as a Christian. And so, you know, since that time, I really came to know the Word of God and love it. And then have gone back now and written this book for folks who either are young in the faith or new to the faith, or even just people who, you know, might need a little extra boost in trying to get into the Word of God. So it's pretty practical. It's not a difficult read. And I've specifically written it to try to come alongside and encourage the reader and try to give you some help and spur you on, give you some ideas on how to do it. And really the big goal, at least from my perspective, is to try to fight against some of the biblical illiteracy that we see in our country right now. So many Bibles, so few people that are reading your Bible, and I figure let's change that. So This is designed to be a help in that way.
Yeah, no, totally, totally. And it's funny because, you know, I can relate. You know, I definitely feel like I can improve on my Bible consumption. You know, and I remember last night when I was just first started reading it, and you was talking about how, you know, I can't remember if it was a pastor or somebody asked you about your favorite Bible verse, you know, because you grew up in the, you know, you kind of knew you had one tucked away, but you felt like you were seen like, ooh, he know I'm not, you know, I think a lot of us have experienced that, man. So that hit home for me, for sure, man. So I mean, I'm just getting into it, man. You kind of gave the overview with that conversation, kind of get into where you were, you know, mentally when he kind of approached you with that, and then how that led to, you know, you diving deeper.
Sure. So the book itself, I've been working on for about 2 years. I first approached Moody with the idea, and I've been kind of, you know, fleshing it out with them since that point. But I really got into the whole thing several years ago. I would kind of spot read my Bible. I'd have a couple verses here and there, or R.C. Sproul used to call it lucky dipping, where you just kind of open your Bible and you get lucky, you hit a good verse. You know?
Oh, man, I used to do that.
Didn't have any kind of a, you know, we all do this kind of stuff. I mean, you know, it's, unless you really have someone coming alongside and really showing you how best to do this and really explaining the benefits and explaining the process, it can be a little bit intimidating because, I mean, you get a nice big fat study Bible. It's 1,000 pages sitting there staring at you, and you have to, how do I get into this thing? You know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, the title comes from scripture itself. There's several different places in Jeremiah, Ezekiel, even in the Psalms of David writing, where scripture is likened to, something, words that can get put onto almost like food. Like I took your words, I took your scripture and I ate them and they were sweet to me. So the Bible itself talks about us taking in and ingesting the Word of God and really eating it and chewing on it. And so there's so much food and eating metaphor in the Bible, it just seemed like an appropriate title. But that's the goal, is to try to help people to understand and to really enjoy what they're reading. And so that's where I was several years ago, and stumbled into a Bible reading plan that was helpful for me. And I just began to do that, and it opened up a whole world to me, which was great.
Yeah. And I remember also you mentioning, like, you know, doing the read the Bible in a year and then not being able to remember anything from it. And
I was like, oh, yeah.
I've been there.
I mean, so many of us, so many people, it's like, it's this common experience that we all share, you know. And I remember, you know, being in church and talking to folks and, you know, January 1, you all start your Bible reading plan and you're going strong. And like 10 days in, you're all fired up and we're going to do it this year, you know? And you have like two or three different waves. The first wave hits Leviticus and goes, oh no, and then falls off, right? The second group of people, they want to power through. They get to like Isaiah and then, you know, Jeremiah, and they're like, oh, that's it, I'm toast. Mm-hmm. And then the other group, you know, kind of get to the end, but then, you know, you've missed a bunch of days and you don't remember. And again, lots of people have been reading the Bible that way and do find it fruitful. But for the folks who struggle to do that and find it to be helpful, a lot of time it's just because we're not paying attention and we don't know what to look for. Mm-hmm. So I'm not, and in the book too, I mean, I'm not downing reading your Bible in a year. I mean, if that's all right. You ever did, I mean, that you could still have a fruitful life in Christ to do that. But I'm just talking about changing how we think about Bible study. It's not just powering through just to get to the end. You know, we want to be digging in and really understanding what's going on in the Bible, what the verses mean, how they apply. Mm-hmm. The whole point is, if I'm going to be a Christian for the next however many decades, I want to really know this book and understand what God wants me to know. And I want to get closer to Him. The goal is to get closer to Christ.
Right.
So if I can read my Bible and know my Bible, I'll just understand what He's saying even more.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's funny because that is a need. Like, there's so many people that's in, you know, the stage, like you talked about, you know, as far as not knowing it, knowing that you need to do better, but not doing better. And because I even saw it last night when I posted the book, you know, I had people inboxing me, I had people messaging me, where can I get this book? I need it. Where's the book? It's almost like they're looking for the magic bullet, man. You know, like the magic thing that, you know, you read it and then everything is, you know, you get it now, you know. So yeah. What would you say to those folks, man, that are rushing to this book looking for this, you know, this answer to, I'm finally going to be, you know, into my Bible. What would be your words of encouragement? I know we want them to buy the book. Yes, buy the book. Not saying it's a magic bullet, but buy the book. But go ahead, Nate, tell them what to expect.
Well, I was going to say, well, the first encouragement is go ahead and get the book.
But yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, there is no silver bullet to it. I mean, you still have to do the work. You know, you have to, you know, be committed. But I think the reason I wanted to do it and do it in this way, you know, and not write a super academic book or anything like that, is because I just wanted to have it be a tool. You know, the tool is only as good as the effort you put into using it.
Right.
So, in the end, this is about you and the Lord, and you have to get closer to Him. But I'm just trying to come alongside and be an encouragement to kind of give you ideas and kind of push you a little bit closer to Him. But in the end, and I talk about this in the book too, that the Spirit of God has to draw us. He has to turn the lights on in our mind.
Right.
So, and I talk about prayer. I talk about confessing sins and sort of clearing a pathway for you and God, setting aside time. I mean, all these different practical things that maybe you haven't thought of before. Maybe you tried, but, you know, you haven't had much success and just need, you know, more encouragement. You have to do the work, and it's like any discipline. If you want to get healthy, you have to put the effort in and eat right. You know, you have to go to the gym. Well, I guess you have to go to the gym. Well, I've been watching you. I mean, Dwayne, you've been working out and beefing up. Every time I see you, look different, man. You're looking cut. Nice. But you know, it takes work. Anything that's worth having is worth working for.
Yeah.
So this book is not going to fix it, but I'm praying and really hoping that this book will help a person to know how to get into their Bible and be encouraged to do so and not be discouraged away from it.
Right, right. No, that's really good. And I'm glad we covered that point, man, because, you know, just like any great plan, diet plan, workout plan, you know, if it just sits on your desk, nothing is going to happen, you know.
Right.
I don't care if you're hanging on all the walls and you write it on your mirror, nothing's going to happen until you put the work in. So definitely appreciate you saying that part. So before the commercial break, man, As far as, you know, I know COVID kind of put a damper on thing, but you got this great book tour plan or what?
I mean, I'm a pastor, so I mean, yep. I spend almost all my time, you know, with the church, and I've kind of become a homebody. Mm-hmm. We've got a new baby, 3-month-old baby, so I'm kind of a homebody right now. But, you know, I mean, I'm hoping to talk about it and share it online and just try to encourage people. I feel like, you know, at first you don't know why things like 2020 happened, but then it's like, well, you know, we're all sitting at home now. And we could either be on our phones, yep. you know, scrolling the garbage, or we could take this opportunity and get into our Bible. So there's really no better time than to get into to the Word of God when you're home doing nothing, you know? So,
yeah,
I don't know. Hopefully it'll be helpful.
No, that's so awesome, man. That's a great point. You know, and I think it, you know, like I said, this is now's the time pretty much to make it happen. So right here, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Hi, we're Becca and Lauren from Tulips and Honey.
And we're just two recovering Word of Faith girls on a journey to become Berean women.
Come join us for some laughs and shenanigans over on our podcast and YouTube channel, Tulips and Honey Hub.
All right, we're back in here with my good friend, Mr. Nate. And Nate, this is the fun part of the show. You've answered these questions before, but I like to re-ask them because they may change. Definitely the books may change. But let's start with the first signature bar question. And it is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, so that's kind of funny because I've got a pretty eclectic amount of music I listen to. And I don't remember what I've said before, but right now, I'm listening to a lot of Switchfoot and Skillet.
Nice.
Those have been my go-to guys. I really enjoy their music. And so that's been kind of a cool thing. So I kind of have an edge on that side, but I'll tell you, I really do like Christian hip hop. I was listening to Christian hip hop for probably 10, 12, 15 years. I think the scope of it has changed a bit. The people I listen to now are different than they were even 5 years ago. But, I just love the fact that you can get so much information, so much doctrine and so much theology into just a small, short little song. You know, I was listening to K-Dub's, Wakanda, and, I love his title track. It's so good. He's just got so much skill. So I appreciate that. I appreciate good, just old fashioned worship music. Listening to Andrew Peterson recently, his stuff has been really good. So
right.
Just pretty broad. I feel like, you know, there's so much good music out there that you can listen to. And I just try to sort of be exposed to all of it, you know?
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
So everything I'm reading right now, what I read is what I'm working on. So, mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of time for casual reading, but right now I'm working on a biography of R.C. Sproul.
Oh, nice.
So right now, yeah, that's supposed to come out. I'm hopefully going to finish it next year. Maybe it'll come out the year after. But so I've been just getting into his stuff. So I've got 100 of his books just sitting on my shelf, and I'm just powering through as many as I possibly can. So I'm currently reading Chosen by God and just going to work through all of his stuff. So I've been just reading RC for months now and really enjoying that. What a joy to mm-hmm. to write on the life of a person you respect so much. So
oh, yeah.
It's been like a dream project to do this. So I'm reading a lot of RC Sproul.
Awesome. Yeah, that's huge, man, because like you said, you know, someone you admire and love so much. So, all right, man. So last signature bar question is, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to?
So the podcast question, I hate to admit this on a podcast, but I usually listen to podcasts.
I know,
you know, but you know, when I used to have a commute, I listen to all kinds of stuff, I live right next door to where I work. So that doesn't really happen very often, but,
I get it.
So kind of going back to previous answer, I've also been listening and watching a lot of R.C. Sproul for research. So that's kind of been my whole world, but, love the bar, and whenever I get a chance to catch any episodes, I always appreciate what you guys are doing. So
awesome.
It's encouraging.
Thank you, brother. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you first, man, for coming on the show. And then second, man, just being my friend, man. And I definitely appreciate that. So I always like to kind of end off with giving you a chance to kind of address the listeners, tell them when and where they can find the book, and any words of encouragement, and we'll be out of here.
Sure. So they can find the book on Amazon. You can pre-order it right now, but it's coming out on January 5th on Dwayne's birthday.
Yes, sir.
You can find me on Twitter. I mean, just my handle @NatePickowitz. I have a public Facebook page. I do have Instagram, even though I don't check it all the time. So I'm easy to get to. But I would just say that for those who are, you know, listening to this and thinking about their Bible, it's not as difficult as you think it is. Don't be scared by, you know, the Word of God. I mean, God wants us to read and wants us to know Him. So if God is on your side, if God wants you to know Him, and if Jesus says that knowing God is eternal life, then there's nothing stopping you, you know? So if my book is helpful or if another book is helpful, just grab it and dive in, you know, and just start verse by verse. You don't have to power through the whole thing. But God wants you to know Him, and so take the opportunity to do that, and you'll be blessed. You won't regret it.
Amen, brother. Amen. Well, brother, again, thank you. To the Bar listeners, appreciate you guys tuning into The Bar, your favorite podcast. Checking us out every Tuesday. Make sure you go to thebarpodcast.com. Check out all the podcasts there. And go to thebargear.com and check out The Bar Gear. And those that want to sign up for Inside The Bar, the link will be in the show notes where you get exclusive bar content. We get live recordings and extra coupons for The Bar Gear. So make sure you sign up for Inside The Bar. And everybody else, till next time, God bless. We are out. What's up, bar listeners? It's finally here, the bar exclusive content. Yes, that's right. You can sign up to receive exclusive content as low as $2 a week or $5 a month, $50 for the year to get exclusive content. What is the exclusive content? I'm glad you asked. The exclusive content is additional information from my guests, extra time with them in like the green moon setting, laid back, them asking me questions, I ask them questions, and also the Facebook group. You get an invitation to the Facebook group where we will have discount codes for the bar gear and many, many more. Make sure you sign up. The link's in the show notes. Join the VIP Inside the Bar group, and we'll see you there.